Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Thank you so much for joining us, those joining us all across the globe. Thank you for joining us. Wow. Praise God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Well, we hope that you're having a wonderful day out there, ladies and gentlemen. We hope that you had a great weekend as well, and that your Monday was good, that your Tuesday was well. And matter of fact, if you're listening to this right now, that means it's pretty good. That means you can hear and be a part of the programming tonight. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Let's give God all the glory, all the praise, because this is His network, ladies and gentlemen. This is God's network right here. God's network. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, we're not going to hold you long, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get right to it tonight. We're just excited about the topic tonight, what you need to know. And we're just going to share some things with you and just get excited about what God is going to do tonight. So we thank you so much for joining us on the Encouraging Word Global Network. For those joining us for the first time, hey, what is the Encouraging Word Global Network? Well, to God be the glory, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to stay encouraged. We want to lift you up to the Lord. We want to share with you a little bit of the power of the living word and of living God, our Lord and Savior, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Yeshua. We ask that the Holy Spirit just continue to teach us and comfort us and guide us today in the mighty name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. So tonight's topic is what you need to know. We're just going to share some things very, very quickly and get right to it. And the goal really is just to keep us engaged. And most of this, the word that you're going to hear tonight, you already know. Most of us on the line know, those listening may already know. But the purpose tonight really is to teach others. We really got to teach our young people. We got to have conversations with our youth, with our grandbabies, you know, around the table or whenever the opportunity affords you. Is to let them know the power of the word, power of Jesus Christ, who he really is. And the reason why I wanted to do that, because the world's putting a lot of stuff out there. You know, matter of fact, the world tried to tell you know that black is white and white is black, you know, the colors. And even with the light on, they'll tell you that the light is really off. When you got light in your house and they're saying it's actually not on, it's off. So, you know, people just turning the truth all around. They're trying to say, you know, Jesus is not the Son of God. There's people thinking that. People that don't believe in the Bible. People don't believe in God. And they keep bombarding that all kind of ways through the media, through games, media, you know, all kind of ways that people can get desensitized, if you will, to the Word of God. So we want to make sure that we continue to keep the Word forward, keep it fresh and exciting for people. We want them to be encouraged and to have a balance, which is more balance of God and less of the world. That's what we really want right there, Father. We want more of you and less of the world. So we give God all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hey, I just wanted to share with you real quickly. I just got some news off the network. Real quickly, a good friend of mine, Al Blackburn, actually he and I worked for Raytheon Missile Systems years ago up in Bristol, Tennessee, and I just found out from his brother. I got to give him a call later on and try to get in touch with him, but a good friend of mine, Al Blackburn, passed recently with no problems. It was just kind of sudden that he passed in his sleep. And before that, his mom had passed about 6 months ago, I understand. His mom passed, and he recently passed. So I got to get some more details on it. But I knew Al Blackburn. But the best thing, we played basketball together. We were engineering together, doing the engineering at Raytheon. But the best thing about Al that I'm excited about, ladies and gentlemen, that he gave his heart to the Lord. He gave his heart. When we first met, he wasn't in the Lord, but through some other deacons, you know, at the church that he goes to and at the job, we kept encouraging him to seek God and to follow God. And we kept, you know, just kept being an example based on what God was doing in our life. So we're just excited about now Al is in the presence of the Lord. He gave his life to Jesus. Thank you. That's what we're excited about. Yeah. So we thank God for that. Yeah. So never give up, ladies and gentlemen. Never give up on people keep living the good life, keep living the godly life, ladies and gentlemen, because you never know whose life you're impacting for his wonderful honor and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, let's get right to it. We're going to open up in prayer very quickly and get right to it tonight, and then we're going to open up the wonderful lines for our leadership. And we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, right now, overseers of this network. God bless you, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for supporting us. Hallelujah. And for those listening around the globe, when you ever come to Georgia, you can come visit us, ladies and gentlemen, at Kingdom Life Worship Center. Kingdom Life Worship Center, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, 30214. We have a Saturday morning, 11 a.m. service at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. And for more details, give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen, about this word tonight. All right. Hey, Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for all those on the line. Father God, bless them. Meet their needs, Father God, both spoken and unspoken. We praise you and thank you for who you are, Father God. We thank you for precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Son. We thank you for the Father right now, Father God. Without a doubt, we believe you, Father God. We believe you. We know you are God, Father God. There are no other gods before you, Father God. You are the embodiment of everything, Father God, that we know. And even more than that, Father God. So we thank you for who you are, Father God. We thank you so much for your Son sending him the final sacrifice, the excited sacrifice through the blood, Father God. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we thank you for sending your Son. We thank you for the Son sending the precious Holy Spirit, leaving that with us, because Jesus is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. And that's excitement enough right there, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for all that's going. We thank God for the family. Strengthen the family, O Lord. Strengthen the marriages, O Lord. Strengthen the single man and woman, Father God. Father God, thank you so much. Protect our children, Father God. Protect our young children, Father God. Protect our sons and daughters, our nieces and nephews, Father God, our granddaughters and grandsons, our great-grandsons and great-granddaughters, Father God. We may even have great-great-grands in our family. So we thank God for the family, Father God. Continue to strengthen them, Father God, and we rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. So if there's anything that will come against the word tonight, Father God, we cast it out right now, and we give you all the praise and the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Y'all give it a Lord, another hand clap of praise if you're not flying your Learjet or in your Bentley right now. All right. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited. Let's get right to it. We're not going to hold you long tonight, and I want to make sure our leadership gives a chance to come on later on as well. But what you need to know, hey, real quickly, one of the things we want to just continue to teach and be a part of is the fivefold ministry, right? We want those who teach the word of God. We got apostles, right? This is 1 Corinthians 12 and 28. 1 Corinthians 12 and 28 says apostles are part of the fivefold ministry, right? So we want to make sure we honor and follow our apostles as they follow Christ, the prophets, right, as well, that preach, give you the word from the Lord directly, evangelists who go around the globe teaching the word, Father. So we lift up all the apostles and prophets and evangelists around the globe, Father God, that only you know of, Father God. We don't have to know them. You know them all, Father God, but we lift them up, Father God, in your name right now. We also lift up the teachers, Father God, those who teach the word each and every week, each and every day, Father God, through their life, Father God, as well. So those teachers and apostles and prophets and evangelists and our pastors, Father God, that walk it and talk it each and every day, Father God. And we know, Father God, that they glorify you no matter what. And then when the word comes out, Father God, we know it's of you. So we thank God for the fivefold ministry today. And the reason why I wanted to mention the fivefold ministry, because, you know, the people that are in the fivefold ministry, ladies and gentlemen, are looking out for your soul. You know that? They're looking out for your soul. They want your soul to be ready, whether we pass, you know, this life or Jesus comes back and gets us, ladies and gentlemen, in the wonderful homecoming, if you will. They're looking out for your soul. So know that the leadership, ladies and gentlemen, is looking out for your soul. So be encouraged around the right leaders, of course. You got to know that the right leaders, right? You got to know that they're the right ones. You got to be following the word. So make sure you know the word, so you know if they following the word, because if they ain't following the word, you need to get on and move on and find somebody who is, right? So we're talking about apostles, teachers, prophets, and evangelists, and pastors. So you got to know the difference today, ladies and gentlemen, because the enemy and the world will try to mix it. They'll try to mix the gospel with the world and vice versa. So we don't want any mixing. There's no need to mix it, because the word of God is already perfect in itself. So we just need to follow the word of God. So know that the fivefold ministry is looking out for your soul. And if you have a pastor or a bishop or teachers and elders underneath your leadership, ladies and gentlemen, just love them and just pray for them, of course, and know they're looking out for your soul. Hey, let's talk about real quickly the character of God. And the reason why I want to talk about this, because this is what we should have. We got to have a map, right? You got to have a map for character. And one of the things I've been recognizing recently, this is just worldwide, you know, just living, if you will, is character. Nobody's talking about character enough today. I'm talking about the character of God. And he knows a lot of character issues in our society today, right? So we know that God is the ultimate model for character. And most of us know that God is omnipotent. As you know, he is unlimited in all power. So we know that. So we give him all praise for that. He also, too, ladies and gentlemen, is omnipresent. He is everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, at one time. That is powerful. Matter of fact, I got to give God a praise just for that. Could you imagine a God being everywhere simultaneously and doing what he needs to do simultaneously? That's amazing. I love it. Don't you love that? Yeah. I love it. And lastly, we all know God is omniscient. He knows everything, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that powerful? Who doesn't want to serve a God that is everywhere, knows everything, and has all power in his hand? And we thank God. And through the Son, ladies and gentlemen, we have some of that power in the name of Jesus. Amen. So also, too, the character of God is merciful. And these are areas that we should all strive to work on, right? Merciful. God is merciful. He's just. He's forgiving. He's faithful. That means faithful in family, right? Faithful in your church body, in your fellowship, that type of thing. Also, too, loving kindness, slow to anger. And that's another one that the world needs to really get a hold of. I'm trying to figure out why folks are so angry today out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's just amazing. Folks angry at you and don't even know who you are. So what you're angry about, I don't even know you. You know, so you got to pray for everybody, right? And of course, you got to be gracious, right, as well. So these are some of the things, attributes of God. And of course, in the middle of all this, and where all this comes from, is love. Regardless of what's going on around the world and what's going on in our families, what's going on in our workplace, businesses, whatever, we got to love people and keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for his mercy. Hey, another thing, signs of the day, signs of the day, of the last day, if you will, are these. And one thing we have to do, of course, today, as you know, the signs of the times, right? We think is all in the word. We're going to share those with you real quickly. About that, but the armor of God, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day, I want to encourage you to put on your spiritual armor, right? When you wake up, when you even go to sleep, if you want to, whatever you got to do, helmet of salvation. Of course, this is in Ephesians. I'm not going to read all these because of time, but the helmet of salvation is in Ephesians 6 and 17. Breastplate of righteousness is in Ephesians 6 and 14. The sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6 and 17. The belt of truth, Ephesians 6 and 14. The shield of faith, ladies and gentlemen, that shield is going to keep those darts, fiery darts from you, but you got to wake up and put your armor on. Shoes of the gospel of peace, ladies and gentlemen, that's in Ephesians 6 and 10. So we want to encourage you today to put that armor on every morning. Get up ready for the battle, ladies and gentlemen, but guess what? You got to have that armor on right as well. And the reason why you want to have the armor on, because 2 Timothy 3:1-7 says, in the last days, people will be lovers of themselves. Now, keep in mind, each one of these I'm going to go through very quickly. You can go pull a news story on each one of these. Lovers of self, right? Lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. That's the one that really gets me. Children, you can't be disobedient to your parents. You can't do it. Stop doing it. Disobedient to parents. Ungrateful. Ladies and gentlemen, you better praise God. You better thank God for your, I don't care if your toenail's hurting, thank them for the toenail being there to hurt. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do. But take care of your body, of course. But ungrateful. Unholy. Unloving. Ooh, man, I don't know where that came from. Unloving. Oh, we do know where it comes from because bottom line, we know where that comes from. The enemy. Irreconcilable. slanderers, right? And without self-control. Those are some of the things. That's why we got to put the armor on each and every day, because in the last days, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you can see something in the news on every one of those areas. So we are going to be different. We are different. We are peculiar people, and we will serve the Lord in Jesus' name. So we thank God. So we just want to encourage everybody to pay attention, right, to what's going on in the world today. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, real quickly, this know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in 2 Timothy. I want you to read that for yourself. And most of you already know that scripture as well. So we want you to pay attention today. Our pastors talk about that. Pay attention to what's going on. You know the word, right? Pay attention to what the word says, and then pay attention to what's going on. And then you'll be able to decipher real quickly who's wrong, right? You know the world's wrong every time. The truth will set you free, ladies and gentlemen, every time. Also, too, I wanted to share real quickly the attributes of a good woman, real quickly. This is things to encourage the godly woman, a woman specifically wants to know how to be godly. She's generous. She's lighthearted. She shows godly beauty. She's humble. She's modest, confident, wise. She's also trustworthy. She's dependent on God. That's a good one right there in Matthew 4:4. Patient. She also speaks the truth, and she's reputable as well. Proverbs 31:23 as well. So that's the godly character of a woman. Now we're gonna move right to the man, right? What is the godly? Because a lot of people say, okay, where's the good man at? How do I recognize a good man? This is how you recognize a good man and a woman. We just did the woman, right? This is how you recognize a good man, because I know women that are listening all across the globe are probably looking for a good man. But guess what? The qualifications should be there and must be there in the name of Jesus. Here's the character real quickly of a godly man. Boldness, right? Humility, gentle, strong, generous, patient, dependable. Very important here. Truthful, attentive, faithful, discretion, has discretion in the Lord, and then, of course, responsible to take care of his wife and family and all his responsibilities in Jesus' name. So that's the godly care. So tonight, we want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know, and a lot of you just know this already, but we want you to know so you can tell others the character of a woman, the character of a man. So we're just excited about what God is doing as well. Also, too, you know, another thing we want to encourage people to do is just stay excited about what God is doing in your life, right? Stay excited, share some things that God is doing. In fact, I just talked to one of the brothers a little earlier. He called me, and he wanted to be a part of the program tonight. I said, man, you already are. Call in and listen. But he's got some testimonies on what God is doing in his life. He was excited about God taking him to another level, getting him out of some areas that he wanted to get out of. And we just thank God for him to recognize that only God can do it. I was just telling him, hey, it just comes down to faith. You just got to believe God, ladies and gentlemen. We just got to believe God for the impossible. And that's where God loves to show out, as you know, because he doesn't want to get nobody else get any glory but him. And we would be glad to give it to him. So we just release that power to you today in Jesus' name, that he make that change for you as well. So we want you to be excited about what God is doing in your life. And we want you to know what you need to know. And all we really need to know, aside the other things that we need to know to survive this life, is to know the word of God right tonight. So we're just excited about what God is doing. Tonight's topic is what you need to know. What you need to know is the word and how to live it, how to share it. And that's probably the biggest thing, is sharing the word as well. We want you to share the word. Change the conversation over. So you never know what life and what seed you'll change, and what seed you'll put into a life, and what life you'll change you as well. So change that conversation. Find out what people do. I'm beginning to force myself now a little bit to ask people, how's your soul today? You know, I know you're doing good. You look pretty good in what you're doing, but how's your soul? How are you doing? How's your relationship with God? So we need to have those conversations. Even if they don't answer, we're going to ask the question anyway, right? So what you need to know is ask the right questions. I had a friend of mine years ago said, if you ask the right question, you'll get the right answer, hopefully, right? So ask the right questions in the Lord. So we thank God for you tonight. Hey, we're excited about what God is doing. We hope that hope you got a little excited about the word that we shared tonight with you. So we're going to thank God for his awesomeness and what he does to encourage us in his word. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you. And we thank everybody out there that's listening and those who listen later on the rebroadcast. Thank you so much for supporting. Our numbers are climbing and going up. Matter of fact, we got a total of, on our network, just for information, we got a total of over 170,000 listeners and followers through the social media and through the network. I think we're over 140,000 now just on the radio side globally. So we're excited about that. We thank God for that. We thank God for your support. Continue to share it and put it out there, right? All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hey, at this time, I'm going to open up the lines for our leadership, and we want our leadership to have their way on the network there, anything they like to say. And I believe, I don't know if it's Bishop or Dr. Crenshaw, but Bishop or Dr. Crenshaw, the line is open. God bless you.
Amen, Elder Kevin. Thank you so much for that word, particularly in this time. It is so crucial, and we talk about it all the time. And particularly in this end time that we live in, there are three behaviors that are absolutely imperative for the believer. And that is to research, read, and pay attention. And I say that again, research, read, and pay attention. The word of the Lord tells us in the book of Proverbs, I believe it is, that a fool despises knowledge and instruction. So we always need to be asking the Lord, what is it that I need to know? Even when we sometimes falter and make mistakes, we need to be inquiring of the Lord, what am I to learn from this? Because as a believer, the Lord is always showing us something, because as Paul has said, there's always a warfare between the flesh and the spirit. So even when we fail, there is something to be learned. I'll say that again. There's something to be learned. And I think most people miss that because we don't inquire of the Lord, what am I supposed to be getting out of this? The scripture makes it very plainly that his people, he said, my people err because of the lack of knowledge. They err because of the lack of knowledge. So we should hunger and thirst after the knowledge of God so that we would be able to understand his voice. Because the scripture said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger it will not follow. So when one cannot see beyond what they think they know, they will never experience the known. And I'll say that again. When one cannot see, they choose not to see. They choose not to pay attention. They choose not to research. They choose not to know any more than what they think they already know. So as a result, they will never experience the known. That means many people will go on in life and never experience the divine purpose and will of God for their lives. They won't be able to walk in their divine purpose or be able to walk in the character that God has predestined for them so that they can receive all of the blessings that the Lord has promised them in their lives. So we must seek after him, seek to know his voice, and be open to knowledge, learning, and understanding. I'm going to say that again. When one cannot be beyond what they think they know, they will never experience the known. What is that? There's so much in the mind of God. That's why Paul said it like this. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Father, give me your mind. Allow me to think like you would think. Even in my most disappointing moments, I want to be able to find Christ somewhere in it for me as a believer. Because the scripture said it like this, all things, and the key words, all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and them who are called according to his purpose. So all of us have a purpose. If we love God, we've given our lives to the Lord. God has made great, great promises unto us. And in spite of what we experience and what we go through, we must realize one thing, and don't ever forget it, always be thankful. So I want to read this scripture here tonight very quickly because I think it's so profound in understanding why we must read, research, pay attention, hunger, and thirst after righteousness, seek the face of God, not think that we already know everything there is to know, but be open to the voice of the Lord and sensitive to his spirit. Romans 1 and 19 says it like this, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has already shown it unto them. But he says in verse number 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, having understood by the things that were made, even by his eternal power in Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There's no excuse because he's sovereign. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. Key words, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be what? Wise. The scripture says they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So what's wrong with the world today? Because they that knew God did not glorify him as God. I mean, we profess to know him, but I don't allow him to speak to me and give me divine direction and knowledge concerning his will. And the only way I'm going to do that is spend time with him, is to research and understand what the Spirit of the Lord, and paying attention to the seasons and the times that we live in, and not be so swayed by things that seem to be okay because it is the traditional way of doing it. Professing themselves to be wise, yet they became fools. So what's the essence here in this scripture? Being unthankful. The scripture said, neither were they thankful. Being unthankful is a prerequisite to a reprobate mind. So I don't care what we're going through, we need to give God praise. I don't care what you're experiencing, we need to bless his holy name. Because when we get to the place where we don't learn how to bless him and praise him and give him glory, we feel like, hey, we're doing it on our own. I don't need God. That's a reprobate. That's a prerequisite. But if I would simply, in spite of what I'm going through, learn how to give God praise, always be thankful. Don't blame God. Look at the situation and say, Lord, what is it do I need to learn from this? Don't point our finger in the face of God and say, why me? I don't want to have to deal with this. Ask him a question. What do I need to know to make me better, a better Christian, a better believer, a better example of Christ-like character? So, Father, I just want to thank you, and I praise you for every listener tonight, that we would learn to know and understand what the will of the Lord is concerning each of our lives, that we will not be weary in well-doing, knowing that we're going to reap if we just don't faint. And I praise you for it now, that we release the peace of God, the power of God, and the knowledge of God, and desire to hunger and thirst after righteousness, not our own righteousness, not our own will, not our own thoughts, but your will. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop John Crenshaw are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. For more details about the church, just give me a call, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. At this time, I wanted to recognize Bishop online as well. Bishop Crenshaw, God bless you. Bless you, sir.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Kevin. We thank God for the word of God tonight. We appreciate the Lord for what he's doing, and just stand in agreement as we as people of God and hold fast to the promises of God. Know that all things are working together for our good as we pray. Father, we thank you tonight as you touch hearts and lives are being changed. God, as you move in a special and a mighty way, God, we decree and declare your word that it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing which you sent it. And God, and we are forever you praise, and all glory shall be thine in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for your miracles. We thank you for your promises coming to pass. We thank you, Lord, as you continue to heal, as you can deliver and set free. Lord, we thank you for families tonight, God. We ask you to bless them, God, strengthen them and encourage them. Look on their loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every mother, father, every child. Lord, we thank you tonight, God, as you look on every family tonight. We thank you, God, as you look on America, God. We need you as never before. We need you, God, every moment of the hour. God, continue to cover us with your blood. And Father, we'll forever give you praise and all go, hell be thine. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you would do great and marvelous things in this hour, in this season that we live in. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the promises of God that's coming to pass. And we'll forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. We thank you right now, God, as you strengthen that family, that man, that woman, that child, as you encourage their heart tonight, God, the Marif, God. Lord, and we thank you right now, God, that you'll work a miracle in that life. That individual may be in prison. That individual may be incarcerated in some jail. That individual may not know you tonight. But, God, we ask you to be a comforter to them. And, Lord, we ask you to be a savior for them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll forever give you praise. And, God, you said one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. And we stand on your word tonight and know it is already done. You said while we call, you've already answered. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We'll forever glorify you for all the things that you is doing now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, Fayetteville, Georgia. For more details, give me a call or text me at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Thank you so much, Bishop, and we thank God. Let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise for our leadership. Thank you so much, Bishop Doc, being with us tonight. Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to take about one minute. We are going to blow this electronic shofar, ladies and gentlemen, to seal the words that Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw has shared with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to just play it for 1 minute, and I want you guys to take it and run with it in your spirit. And may not only will tomorrow change, but something will change even tonight as the shofar blows in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. 1 minute. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the Lord. We give God all the glory. We give him all the praise, ladies and gentlemen. And we just ask God to continue to bless you and take you to the next level in him. Before we leave, I want to let you know that God is good. Let's give another hand clap of praise. In Jesus' name, we'll close out in a second here. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I'll leave you with this. Always remember to add excitement. Always remember to know that God loves you. He is Jesus. He is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. But always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Elder Kevin Vaughn, God bless you. Thank you so much, Bishop, Dr. Crenshaw. We'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.